Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, thanks for doing this, Reed. So just, I guess we'll just start off. How special is this for you and your family?
Yeah, great question. Didn't expect it at all. no, it's extremely special. I mean, whatever the word is for the most special thing, it could be. But no, this is obviously something that we have dreamed about as a family, especially Blake and myself, for many years now, something that we've worked extremely hard to do. But definitely looking forward to Sunday. And it's gonna be pretty emotional for me, I think, just to look across and see him on the other sideline. But, especially because we've never competed against each other in anything sports-related. But, it's gonna be super special. Definitely looking forward to it.
And then just a couple of quick follow-ups. Your mom and dad, I mean, how are they working? Is one of them going to wear a Bills jersey, one a Miami jersey? Yeah. How's that going to work? And have you ever met the Diossis?
Yes. I've met Zach Diossi before, just playing against him and through some of the NFLPA stuff. Great guy. I've heard some rumblings through our family group text that my mom is considering a split jersey. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know if she's hiding it or maybe jersey. Maybe she'll wear a jersey of the home team and hat of the away team, depending on who's playing. But, not sure what the official game day attire will be yet.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, Reed. Matt Fairburn here. How's it going?
Hey, great.
You mentioned this is something you guys have been dreaming about for a long time. And I think when a lot of kids grow up playing football, they don't dream about being long snappers. How did that dream start? How did that tradition start in the Ferguson household?
Sure. So I started snapping in eighth grade. And then my brother started when he was in seventh grade. So being 3 years apart, he started a year earlier than I did, I guess. But he kind of followed my path, saw that I was doing it, and took an interest from there. And then we had pretty similar paths through high school and obviously through college, going to LSU. But I tried to set the best example I could going through high school, and then going through college. Obviously, when I went to LSU, I didn't know he was going to end up there too. So I was kind of him and my parents would come to all the games on weekends my first couple of years of college before he got there. But, I was trying to set a good example for him, doing the best I can and working hard. So, when he ended up at LSU, I obviously got to show him the ropes for a year before I came here. It's something that we've talked about for a long time. The ultimate goal was playing on Sundays, and this coming game, we'll get to accomplish that.
Thanks, Reed.
Hey, Reed, good to see you again. I remember talked about this during the draft, and I think you talked to pretty much everybody. You were saying that you were talking a lot of trash, and you told him that this is the Bills division, and until that they can beat you, that it was going to stay that way. Obviously, this is a very important moment for your family, but has there been trash talk this week, or is that going to be waited till after the game and everything?
Yeah, probably most of the trash talking will happen on game day. I talked to him a little bit on Sunday evening after they played in New England, just to catch up and kind of see how he did in his first game. Just kind of, you know, gauge how comfortable he felt and that kind of thing. So it was good. I haven't talked to him much since then. But I'll probably I'll probably follow up with him towards the end of the week and just tell him that I'm excited to see him on Sunday. But it's business now. That's kind of the name of the game once you get to this level. So we're prepping for the Dolphins. They're prepping for the Bills. I'll see him in pregame on Sunday and looking forward to it.
I don't know. You might have answered this before, way back a couple months ago. You've never played against each other, right? You've never had an opportunity to?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, he's 3 years younger than me. So, growing up, obviously being, pre high school, you're stuck in age group sports. So, we were never close enough to play each other in anything.
Enjoy.
Oh yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey Reed, Dan Fates. Thanks for doing this, man. Sure. I know you lived with each other this off season. How was that, especially with your fiance? You know, it's kind of him being the third wheel. How was that like?
It was fun. When we were all three together, we had a great time. But just being able to share the off season, knowing that he was going to end up somewhere, being able to train together, snapping and working out. I cherished every one of those moments because I knew that it was going to go by extremely fast. Given the quarantine stuff, it kind of accentuated that because we were stuck around each other more than we probably would be. We were kind of expecting him to have workout, private workouts and stuff leading up to the draft, but we kind of had to stick at home and do most everything on our own. But it was good. We had a blast, obviously. Just kind of doing everything together. It was great.
I know you talked about having competed against one another, but I imagine maybe this is a better question for your parents, but the rivalry that was in the Ferguson household between two brothers that are only 3 years apart, the fights, the competition, what was that like just growing up? I know you didn't play against one another, but I imagine there were some scuffles.
Yeah, definitely. I can't remember when it stopped. It probably stopped sometime in early high school for me. But we get into it obviously and fight with each other in the house. But most of it was usually over video games, and I would consistently beat him. No shock to anybody. But we'd always play in the basement, and then I'd win, and he'd run upstairs screaming that he won, that's kind of how it went as being the younger brother. But whatever it was, whether we loved to play basketball outside growing up, and he would always lose. So it's tough being a younger brother.
Appreciate it, Reed.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.